This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, there we are with the lovely theme song from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We spared no expense to get that thing so that it was adaptable for your ear. And now it's not only in your ear, it's in Michael Harrison's ear. Michael is here as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. That's at talkers.com. Go there and see what's going on in the world of news talk radio, all the hosts that are profiled, all the shows that are profiled, what's going on for news. And we're here to talk about the news in a manner of speaking as it impacts our talk radio conversations in so-called news talk radio. So, Michael, a lot of things that are hooting. There's a lot of
They're hooting and howling.
It's like a hootenanny of talk radio here. Some of this stuff, now I'm getting relaxed in it, and it's getting to be funny. It's really kind of amusing, frankly.
Oh, really?
A lot of the stuff that's going on. Oh, I think it's very amusing, frankly. I'm not sure you agree with me on that.
I agree that there are certain aspects of the human condition that are amusing, but they're amusing in an ironic and a troubling way. They're amusing in a way that if you don't approach life with a degree of humor, you really can become quite depressed. You could become paranoid, frightened, depressed, and bitter. So
right.
I think it's good that you find it amusing.
Yeah. Well, I think part of it is that people are taking some of it. The thing that I take seriously is how distorted the mainstream news media is and how eager they are in the 24-hour news cycle to be first with a lot of bad information, misinformation. And so as that continues to play out, that isn't the Donald Trump thing. It's just the way these guys are. And they then have to eat their words and they sound foolish. And so, I think that becomes part of the subplot here. So without any more of our own editorializing until we at least get through the lists, let's have you go through the top stories according to research at Talkers and see where we go.
Yeah. This past week was, again, very interesting as we transfer from January into February 2017. Can you believe that? Already a month into 2017. At number 10, we have Super Bowl
Lie. It's a lie.
Lies.
Super Bowl lie.
I remember, and this is just vague information in my head, that they said that after 49, they're going to stop using Roman numerals, but they're still using the Roman. Okay, so I don't know what that's about, but it's Super Bowl 51. At number 9, we have the Quebec City mosque attack. At number 8, we have the DeVos nomination status. She's the Secretary of Education nominee. At number 7, we have the Trump Nieto talk. At number 6, the Sanctuary Cities order. At number 5, we have the National Prayer Breakfast. 4, the Iran missile test. 3, the Berkeley Yiannopoulos protest. At number 2, the Gorsuch SCOTUS nomination. And at number 1, Trump travels order and the protests against it. And that's basically another wild week in history that we've just experienced. We're, in the tail end of it. The people on our survey, Arnold Schwarzenegger at number 10, Betsy DeVos or DeVos at 9. At number 8, we have a tie between Rex Tillerson, Jeff Sessions, Steve Munchen, and Tom Price. At number 7, Milo Yiannopoulos. At number 6, we have Paul Ryan. Barack Obama's at 5, John McCain at 4, Neil Gorsuch at 3, Stephen K. Bannon, more commonly known now as Steve Bannon, at number 2, and at number 1 we have Donald Trump. And those are the characters, and those are the plays that are
there are some characters.
Stage of life.
Yeah, there are some characters. I'm reminded when it comes to Milo Yiannopoulos, or whatever his name is, the opportunistic this guy makes it his business to get invited to college campuses where he knows he's going to get thrown out, just so he can make a lot of noise, and the protests begin, even though the issue of free speech, which is basically our whole moniker here, is to give, the idea is give people a platform And if you don't agree with them, disagree with them. But this is happening.
Free speech, Doug, is that the government can't censor what you say. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that a private university can't.
No.
And so free speech in the loose sense of it, you know, should universities be open to anybody saying anything, or do they have the right to decide what they want as part of the bigger agenda? But free speech, the First Amendment basically says that the government cannot make it illegal for Yiannopoulos to say what he's saying.
That brings up an interesting point, because Berkeley mm-hmm. is a public college. So is there a difference between public colleges that are run by the state versus private colleges that are run by private entities, churches, and other? I mean, I think that there may be slicing hairs here, but there's a lot to be said. I mean, I think this guy is a clown, frankly, and he's just doing. And remember, Ann Coulter used to do stuff like this until she sort of mm-hmm. settled down. It was the same kind of stuff. But it's interesting. Who's on the left that is like these people or gets treated like these people? I've been trying to think of that all week, and I haven't been able to come up with any names yet. This guy and some of the other characters that the left doesn't like. So who's on the left that the right doesn't like that they do the same thing to?
The right doesn't like anybody on the left.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but I had to get that in.
I know.
It has to do with which group in America are the ones that are complaining and which ones aren't. It's a very interesting process. Sometimes it goes the other direction. I have found one of the good things about being as old as I am and being in the business as long as I am and being interested in this as long as I am, I have found that neither the left nor the right have an exclusive monopoly on fair play or operating in a manner that you could be proud of. I find both sides are capable of being hypocrites. Both sides are capable of doing the very thing they complain about the other side when they're not in power or when the tide of public opinion is in the opposite direction. So I don't think this is necessarily a left thing or a right thing, but you're absolutely right. Right now, most of the ones that are stirring up the apple cart are the right.
Yeah. And so under the circumstances, it is, you know, it's a play. That's really what I think people miss that and all. It's a play. We're having a play, ladies and gentlemen, and we continue to play. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, great place to get filled up or filled in on some of your favorite hosts, the comings and goings of what's going on in the industry, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. It's 14 past the hour. Let me remind you how easy it is for you to have healthy circulation. Circulation of your blood is so critical. Blood flow is what keeps you healthy. You got to get the red blood cells out there to nourish your body. You got the white blood cells out there to protect your body. The immune system is completely based on what's in your white blood cell count. And you have cuts and bruises, or you have other things that are going on where your body's being attacked, you need to get the blood there so that you can protect your body. And the best way, the fastest way, the easiest way to get the things that you need, which basically encompass dietary nitrates. Nitrates are formed and are a major part of the ingredient that Mother Nature has put into beets. So the folks at Super Beets grow non-GMO beets. They harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, and every little spoonful that you put into 4 ounces of water and drink every day has 3 beets in it. So you're assured of getting super blood flow, getting it in a healthy fashion, and therefore helping your circulation so the blood gets to your muscles, your brain, all through your body to keep you healthy and keep that blood pressure level where it needs to be. That's the Super Beet story. Simple, straightforward, and now to be effective and to have your body feel this way, you got to get Super Beets into your house. Where you do that is call 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183 to enjoy all the benefits, the support that comes with Super Beets. What a great tradition they are establishing. This is a product been around for 3 years. We've been talking about it on this program for that long. And that's why they have a website called DougLikesBeets.com. You can go there and you can order as well as dialing 800-655-4183. 4183. So take your choice, whatever you want. You get a free 30-day supply with your first order of Super Beats. 30 days, an extra month. And also the book Beat the Odds tells the story that I'm explaining here quickly in a few seconds. Go online to DougLikesBeats.com and order Super Beats. Get on the bandwagon. Feel the success. Feel good. Feel healthy. Feel great, in fact. 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Hey, Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow, I have nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH, or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com, sleepforlife.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
All right, so we have the charts and the list of people, and I look at all of these things. One of the most amusing things is the exchange back and forth between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Donald Trump, who are actually friends. But, you know, the shot that Trump takes, he's at a prayer breakfast. And he's talking about the ratings of the... I'd find... Now, I'm not really taking him seriously, too much. Some of it I'm taking seriously, but I got myself all worked up about some things. And I think it's... I think that this guy, that's just the way he operates, whether you like it or it isn't something you like, or whether it's all... You know, the guy from Australia who he hung up on, supposedly... He said, nah, don't worry about it. It's okay. We'll all be fine. So, you know, what do we then get concerned about? I guess that's the question. We really have something to be concerned about.
We get concerned about actions that affect our lives as opposed to style.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into that. What actions took place this week that affect our lives? Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 21 after on the countdown.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 and change after the hour as we continue our pursuit of information and conversation about the charts put together by the folks at Talkers Magazine, represented here by their chief cook and bottle washer, Michael Harrison. Charts for the week of January 30th to February the 3rd. By the way, did you learn how to spell February when you were in school in the third, fourth grade?
You mean like spaghetti, like Pischetti? Pischetti. February.
Yeah. Or library.
February, that R. But yeah, I learned it, and I have not forgotten it. I'm one of the best February spellers in the world.
Good. And hopefully one of the best February pronunciators.
Yeah. February. That's all. There are certain words that are widely mispronounced, obviously, yes. Like nuclear.
Right. All right.
Realtor is wrong.
Right, realtor, yes, that's another
one. Realtor, yep. Jewelry, as opposed to jewelry.
Yeah, those are all good examples. That's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the things I've I'm beginning to take Trump more lightly than I did, which is much to the chagrin of my children, who don't think he should be taken lightly at all. I think there are some things that are important, obviously. The things, as you suggested a few moments ago, that affect our lives. Now, of the things that are on the countdown this week, in Michael Harrison's opinion, which one of those, or what number of them, are potentially life-endangering, threatening, or may affect our lives for the good or the bad?
I'm very concerned about number 10 on the stories chart, Super Bowl 51. but that aside, these are all very important. The Supreme Court nomination is important. It'll determine the tone of the future in terms of the courts. The Iran missile test, what's going on with the Iran deal, and anybody who has nukes in the Middle East or Afghanistan, India, all of these countries, terribly, terribly important.
All right, so let's stop there for a second. Let's take that as an example. How do we handle Iran? It looks to me like we've followed a course of appeasement to a point, and then now you've got somebody who's just sort of belligerent, and it would seem to me we ought to be trying to find somebody that was halfway in the middle. of all of this. And I think that's maybe what's been lacking, and that's why we had the pendulum going so wildly from one side to the other. Do you think there's any merit?
I completely agree with what you're saying. It is really important that we be diplomatic and respect all peoples around the world. When you don't respect peoples and you just think America's great and we'll show them and we'll whack them with a heavy stick and blah, 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 hey, there's going to be negative blowback. And these people have weapons, and we've learned that we can't just snap our fingers and make everybody do what we want. So we have to treat people with respect. On the other hand, we've learned from history that you know, malignant regimes and fascistic regimes and threatening regimes tend to become very, very dangerous when not kept in check. Appeasement doesn't work either. So the answer lies in a balance between diplomacy and military might. And consistent, when you send signals to these people, they have to believe that you mean what you say. Consistency in action. We have been all over the place on that, and if anything, we need to be consistent. But I do think, frankly, I do think personally that Donald Trump is at least an antidote in the right direction in dealing with a heavier hand in the Middle East. There are many aspects to what he's saying that I personally don't agree with, and I don't want to get into that. And it's not my place to do that. But I'm giving you as honest an answer in a shorter period of time, that there are some things he's doing that I give thumbs up. Some of the ways he's doing it worry me, because people don't like to be bullied. And that doesn't work. In the long run, it causes trouble.
Well, they would say, including America. So let's hold on to it for a moment. We'll pause as we review the people and the stories every week at this time, courtesy of Michael Harrison's Time. I'm Doug Steffen at 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Now you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the power behind the throne. He actually is on the throne. Michael Harrison.
As a matter of fact, I'm doing the show on the throne. I didn't know you realized that.
Right.
I really shouldn't have said that, but there's something about the term on the throne that just brings up my 11th grade, my 11th grade humor.
Yes, well, my fourth grade humor it applies also under the circumstances. All right, so Michael and Doug here going through the charts, the stories, some of the behind the scenes. Okay, so I would like to have people listening to this program understand from your perspective one of the big stories that had not to do with what we were talking about on the air, but may affect what's on the air because there are so many news talk stations involved in the sale of CBS Radio. There are many CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System, own television stations. They're now in movie production. They've owned a number, I think it's 140-some-odd radio stations around the country that they have owned. Now they're being switched to another company. And I'm not sure that the inside, that is who's buying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But oftentimes when these things happen, especially given the track record that we have over the last 10, 12 years or since what happened in 1996, the Communication Act that liberalized who could own what radio station, I wonder about content sometimes and whether people who are listening to this ought to know that the content of some radio stations, not all, is predicated by what management likes, not what necessarily is successful. And so in this circumstance, are people going to get more, better, the same, hard to know? Or in general, what do you think people ought to know about why decisions are made in many circumstances to put certain programs on the air?
Wow, that's a very, very complicated question, and it's based upon a story that most of the listeners don't know. So here's the 10-second answer. One of the major companies, CBS Radio, is divesting itself of all of its radio stations, and another company called Entercom is in the process of taking over. So that's one major story. Two, it is a continuation of the process of consolidation, where we have fewer and fewer owners, more and more stations under a smaller number of corporate roofs. As to what you said about what's on the air is based upon the taste and the opinions of the owners, usually is the other way. What's on the air is based upon what they think will make them money, regardless of their own taste. There are some companies that do have ideology, but most of them, their ideology is the worship of the almighty buck and pleasing the stockholders. So the content of these shows is not so much based upon a small group of people forcing their opinions and taste on the public, but rather a small group of people forcing on the public the same old that they think will be successful, and thus we have less diversity, less chance taking, less risk taking, less creativity, and more of a formulaic radio. And the other thing is that for cost cutting reasons, because it costs money to consolidate, fewer people are doing more jobs, and there's been a lot of automation and a lot of, especially in music radio, the DJ is gone, the music curator is gone, it's mostly voice tracks, and it's kind of, it sounds robotic. And that's about the best I can answer.
Well, not to prolong this, but I do think it may be of value to share an experience or two. I think I may have shared some of these with you. I'm not sure I agree with you. Maybe I agree with you or what the reality is when it comes to big city radio and what the big companies are doing. But if you're in an area where there are smaller companies, I can think of one company in Illinois, another one in Wisconsin, another one down in Mississippi, but there are a number of them that are controlled by families. And I've had the experience over the years of saying things that after I thought about saying them, you know, I maybe not, might not have said it the same way that it came out, but in some circumstances where I have actually lost stations because of somebody not really hearing nor wanting to hear what it was that I really said. And I find that it has to do more with religion usually than politics. And that's why oftentimes you're told, if there is a school anymore, stay away from the third rail is a discussion of certain political realities or religious undertones and overtones. So don't talk about religion and don't talk about politics if you want to have a well-rounded audience.
I understand. I understand what you're saying, and you know, sometimes radio broadcasters find themselves between a rock and a hard place. The rock.
Oh, they're in the unknown.
The rock being the consolidation and the corporate taskmasters, and the hard place being the crazy local owner that must have it their way, and you're working for some nut that owns a local radio station and their crazy family that tells them what to do. Right. So both can be a problem. But historically. Historically in America, and worse in the rest of the world, there have been third rails of conversation. I remember growing up saying you should never talk at the dinner table even about politics, sports, or religion.
We'd all be out of business if it was for that.
Right. Stay away from those. Don't you remember when we were growing up that that was a common expression, that if you want to stay out of trouble, don't talk about politics, sports, or religion?
Yeah.
You'll wind up in a fight. Yeah. Well, I think we have more discussion about controversial topics today than we did back in the 50s and 60s on the radio.
Well,
I think that it's relative to when, you know, last year or 10 years ago. The big trends are that we're more controversial than ever. The short trends are, I don't know. It depends on what's in vogue corporately or in terms of these crazy families. This year, because things are changing so much. But, you know, one of the problems talk show hosts have had in this last year, 2016, was they're not sure how their core audiences feel about things.
Yeah.
Many of them have been at war with the people that loved them for years. All of a sudden, their audiences have turned on them, specifically about Donald Trump.
Yep. Yeah, and so that's the idea here. The essence of what it is that's acceptable and what people want to hear, or what the owner would say, well, my audience doesn't want to hear that. Well, how do you know? Well, because I got 3 phone calls. And how many people got listening to the station? Oh, I don't know, maybe 20,000? So 3 people called you, and you're going to change what you're doing because they are more important than the other 19,997 people? It's, you know,
yeah. Well, ironically, everything comes down to a group of people sitting around the kitchen table, whether it's the biggest corporations or whether it's a local station. It comes down to human beings influencing each other. And one of the most maddening things a creative person could face is they get an edict from the boss. And they find out that the reason this happened is because his wife or her husband didn't like it, or the gardener made a remark. there have been people fired because the gardener didn't like them, or somebody at the supermarket said something to the crazy owner of a station that it was irritating. A neighbor. You never know who it is pulling the strings. And then there's always the boss. That is influenced by, the saying goes, the last person they spoke with. Well, the last person they spoke with becomes the new rule, and the rules change every day. Working for somebody like that, I'd rather work for a corporation than a crazy local owner who is influenced by the last person they spoke to on a regular basis. Have you ever had that experience?
Absolutely. Last guy that goes through the door. Yeah, absolutely have had that. And that's what I'm talking about to a point. I think you got into... Because you know the business. And I don't mean this, not sour grapes, and it's a little insight, because people who listen to this program kind of like a little bit of insight time from time to time about what's going on. And I will tell you that I have had circumstances where people will cancel the program because of something that they think I said that in 3 out of 4 cases that I can think of right off the top of my head, I never said. Didn't even come close to saying it, but somebody heard it because they've got their tin foil on and their defenses are up, and they don't want someone to say something that even allegedly is somehow controversial or against what it is that their values are. And we all remember, because we grew up in this era, the good managers of radio stations, when we really started to get into the era of talk, the strong era of talk in the 70s, the managers of these stations loved it when people called and were outraged, because that told you who was listening and the fact that people get worked up about. But now, you know, the people that run these stations don't have time, nor do they really want to hear negative. And that's a problem, frankly.
It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And talk radio depends upon enlightened management that understands that with success comes controversy. If you don't have controversy, if you don't have people complaining, you don't have success. And that's the problem. The corporate impact on this business has been less and less of a stomach for controversy. And as a result, it's taken away, I think, from the spectacularness of the product.
Yep. All right. Let's pause for a moment. We'll get back for a couple of more comments from Michael Harrison. I want to know what's on Up Close and Far Out this week. You can check that out as well at talkers.com. It's 45 past the hour on the countdown.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Samsung Electronics America and Jackson Hewitt Tax Service, who are partnering to help customers buy a big-screen TV in time for the big game. Samsung is offering a $50 rebate check on a qualifying Samsung TV exclusively for Jackson Hewitt customers. Jackson Hewitt is promoting the Samsung offer to its clients across its 6,000 locations nationwide. Jackson Hewitt is also making Express Refund Advance, a no-fee 0% APR loan offered by MetaBank, available to clients looking to bridge the gap. Approved clients may receive up to $1,300 the same day they complete their taxes with Jackson Hewitt. This promotion is important this year as millions of taxpayers may experience refund delays. To receive a rebate check for $50, consumers need to file their tax returns at any Jackson Hewitt location before April 18, 2017 and purchase a qualifying Samsung television before April 23, 2017. Then they submit a claim form at samsungpromotions.com/taxtime before April 30, 2017. Terms and conditions apply to all offers. To learn more, visit jacksonhewitt.com/samsung.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Luckily, Pro Flowers is offering an unbelievable deal. 100 blooms of love plus a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And this week only will also include free chocolates. Order now from Pro Flowers. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 8989. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 8989.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
All right, so Michael Harrison on the various pages highlighting what's going on in talk radio. We have a feature called Up Close and Far Out. This week, you talk to somebody who, and this is inside, but David Bernstein, who has been a pal of mine forever, like we grew up together in the business, and his experiences, I'm betting, will be significantly interesting to listen to for people who go to upcloseandfarout.com.
But specifically, he's taken a job as a professor of media at Caldwell University in New Jersey, and we talk about, is it possible to teach media journalism news without being accused of political bias in today's environment? That is the specific topic. It's not so much about radio history. It's about what is it like to teach media and journalism in today's environment on the university level? And it's fascinating because everything right now, you walk in eggshells about being accused of bias. And you can't talk about media without talking about politics.
Yep, that's for sure. And it's I find it disturbing that that's the case, but that is the case. But he's a really good arbiter of what's going on, and he's a really good broadcaster. So that's cool. A lot of people who love the format, you ought to check it out. Up Close and Far Out. Michael Harrison here on The Countdown. All right.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, we have the services now of Stephen J.J. Weissman on the countdown. He's a lawyer, college professor, an expert on scams and identity theft, just a really good lawyer who is able to understand a lot of these issues quickly and help us understand what they mean to us. So of the stories this week, legal ramifications from, I suppose, the number one thing that lawyers are talking about is the nomination of Mr. Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. What sort of, you can give us a background. I think he's been pretty well vetted, it would seem, to this point. What do we not know about him that you think we ought to know? Anything?
Nothing really. If you liked Justice Scalia, you will love Gorsuch. One of the interesting things is here his age. The average age of a Supreme Court justice right now on the bench is deceased. I mean, they are really old. And Gorsuch is 49, so he's going to be a presence on there. I may not agree necessarily with some of his legal reasoning, and many of the people of we want what the Constitution originally said. Well, the Constitution originally said there were no rights to women, there were no rights to people of color. But the bottom line is he is a legitimate jurist. He will get nominated. There'll be a battle along the lines of party lines, but ultimately he'll be on the court. He'll be influential on the court. He's a scholar. And he's going to be around for a long time.
Yep, it's a good thing. All right, well, I don't know. Some people
we'll find out when he gets there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's a value judgment, I think, as much as anything else.
Yeah.
All right. So then there's the national prayer of breakfast, and I don't know the legalities there, but the reference to the Johnson rule, maybe that's the part of it here that's very interesting.
Well, you know, again, we have a very interesting mix in our society in regarding the separation of church and state. And so, for instance, they will have discussions about this up at the Supreme Court. And as they start the Supreme Court hearings, they start them with, God Save the United States of America. We start Congress with a prayer. So we're of a mixed mind as far as how secular we are. And so, the president, President Trump, is seeking to reinstate a greater religious presence. Some may doubt his sincerity. And the law, as far as the interpretation of it, it's totally up to the judges interpreting it. Because, you know, you look at it and strictly speaking, no, we are supposed to be a secular state, but we still have ample indications of religious presence in that. So I still think, though, this is more of a tempest in a teapot.
Me too. All right, yep. The Sanctuary Cities Order is not, however.
No.
That's number six on the countdown. I don't get how California, as a part-time resident there, man, I'm going to be looking for ways of not paying my taxes if they make the whole state a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state or whatever it is. This is a very sticky area, I would think, and very dangerous.
Extremely. And you could be paying more in taxes because, unlike the president's threat to cut off funds to University of California, Berkeley, because he felt that the college itself was behind protests against free speech by a conservative spokesman, there is a legitimate possibility of cities that are going to be the cities that are sanctuary cities losing federal funding. You know, I'm against the president's immigration policy. I don't think it's well-founded. I think it's very much against America. But I'm also very much in favor of the rule of law. And the idea of a city saying we are going to enforce certain laws and not enforce certain laws, that gives me a pain.
Yep,
and this is something where if the president wants to have a financial response, you know, I was going to say God bless him.
Go
but,
get him.
It's a legitimate thing. Change law if you don't like it. But we are a country of laws, and picking and choosing which ones you're going to follow, I don't think is a good idea.
All right, let me tap into your skill in a scam sense. Police are warning cell phone users of this new scam. The caller says, can you hear me? You say yes, and supposedly they record that and use it to get at whatever they want to hack. What is there to this?
Yeah, here's how it happens. And I actually got one of these calls, so I heard it. And the voice comes on, can you hear me? And your immediate response is yes. So what is being said by various police departments, law enforcement, the Better Business Bureau is this gets recorded and it's used as your assent to add charges on to your phone bill. I call it cramming or other things. You know, and in theory that can work. The practice is no one has ever had this as a problem. We're fixing a problem that doesn't occur.
Oh. All right, well, then I'm not going to worry about it. You shouldn't either, folks.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.